Is this a sign that McLaren finally have bridged the gap? There was talk after the mid-season break that McLaren had bridged the gap, and then lo and behold, Red Bull come out with a 1-2. Vettel wins, I think, 3 races in 4. Have McLaren closed the gap, or does this circuit just happen to suit them?
Well, something that Button said today is fighting for victory at the end of the season is key, which is an interesting point. You know, they're going to develop the new car based on the performance at the end of the season. So fighting for wins at the end of the season is a good sign for next year. But I still stand by what I've been saying for the last few weeks, in that Ferrari, I think, will be next season's dark horse, and they could challenge again like they did last season. I think Ferrari will be up there with Red Bull and McLaren. Definitely, I can see it being a 6-horse race next season.
I'd love that. I think that was one of the best things about last season, yeah, was that you had 3 teams in the running, you know, right down to the wire,
right down to the last
this
race.
Season we've kind of missed that. Although if we were German and we were all Vettel fans, we'd think this was the best season.
Exactly.
Ever.
I mean, if it was one of the British drivers that had wrapped up, you know, having a home interest in it, would have been fantastic. But of course, you know, it's been different this year because Vettel's won it so early on. But it's actually career last year where Vettel had probably one of the he if you remember, towards the end of the race, his engine blew up. Renault engine, and he didn't finish the race. And if he'd have won that, he possibly would have had title wrapped up going into the last race. So there's not been so many swings and roundabouts this year. It's been quite plain sailing for him on a whole when you look back on the season.
That's been one of the differences with Red Bull this season. The amount of kind of times they were out in front and they had a mechanical error this year, that's all been wiped out.
Reliability issues.
They've just walked it, haven't they?
Absolutely. Reliability issues have gone, which is, you know, it's been terrifying for the world of Formula One. This Red Bull car has been just been unstoppable. Although, interestingly, Mark Webber hasn't won a race. So.
No, he struggled. And I don't know whether you look to the title and the fact that he was odds on to win it at one point. I mean, you mentioned Korea, that it was such a crucial race last year.
Yeah.
He effectively blew it in Korea last year, and it must take a lot to recover from that.
Yeah, he's clearly his mojo has gone since then. He hasn't bounced back, has he? And it's a shame because I like Mark Webber. He seems like a really genuine, nice guy, and, you know, one of life's good guys. And I do feel sorry for him because his career is slowly winding down now. And I'd like to see him with a world title champion, you know, world championship. But I just can't see it happening. Red Bull are, you know, it's fairly obvious they're going to favour Sebastian Vettel. With the likes of Lewis Hamilton, Jenson Button and Fernando Alonso, it's going to be very difficult for Mark Webber to win a world championship now. But you never know.
Race prediction tomorrow then?
Race prediction. I'd like to see Lewis Hamilton take the car from pole to the end of the race and win. I'd like to see that because I think that's what he needs. I think the world of racing needs that to kind of restore the harmony. But I don't know. You can't really tell if he can get off the line and then pull away from Vettel, then perhaps Button and Vettel scrap. Then perhaps it could work out for him. So I'd say Lewis Hamilton is probably my favourite for tomorrow if he can keep his head in the game.
Starts crucial. Where's Alonso actually on the grid?
Alonso is one place behind Massa. So Webber's fourth, Massa's fifth, so he's out qualified. So Alonso's sixth.
Again, he's done it again, two races running, so Alonso's sixth.
Yeah, so you can see Alonso, well, he'll get past Massa because of team orders.
Yeah.
And then probably inevitably pass Mark Webber because he's been fast during racing. So I don't know if Alonso will challenge, but he'll be up there for challenging for a podium.
Full coverage of the Formula One Grand Prix tomorrow with the BBC. James, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the race tomorrow.